The goals of PO is really to increase the visibility, meaning how can I be more visible for a given search query within Apple and Spotify.
I remember when I first discovered PVO, which stands for Podcast Visibility Optimization, just in case you didn't know, because I sure didn't. In fact, I call it in-app SEO. And color me slow, but for some reason, I was really struggling to get my head around it. And the reason I was struggling to get my head around it is because the rules are quite a bit different to traditional SEO. And to be honest, I was a little bit angry. Because, come on now, I had just been learning about traditional SEO. And if you've been following along with this podcast, you know how overwhelming I used to find it. And now I had to learn about another type of SEO. Egads, now, in my podcasting journey, I have been trying to find someone who can tell me exactly what those rules are. What are the rules to optimize for SEO and get discovered in Spotify and iTunes? And the good news? I have found just the person. Someone who lives and breathes this day in and day out.
My name is Alexis. I'm one of the co-founders of Boxalyze. What we do is podcast analytics and with a focus on podcast visibility optimization or SEO for podcasts.
Yep, Alexis joined My Capture Collective and Pro members in front of our guest expert masterminds, talking about exactly how we optimize for in-app SEO, or what he calls PVO. So if you want to know exactly how you can get your podcast discovered in Spotify and iTunes, then hang with us. You are in for an amazing treat. My name is Deidre Shen, CEO and co-founder of Capture, and this is the Grow My Podcast Show. I'm sure you're wondering something similar to me. How in the world does someone get in so deep into podcast visibility optimization that they create a whole business just around that?
We all started a few years back when two young children, not that young anymore, and when they started to interact with Alexa and asking Alexa things when they could not read and write, and I started to think about how do Alexa decide which skills or which app for Alexa to bring up when a child would ask, hey, Alexa, bring me, I don't know, whatever, a game. And we built a solution for that. So like how to increase your visibility within Alexa. And we got a few clients as radio stations as clients. And they came back to us, love the product. And they came back to say, Alexa is a very small business. What we see growing and growing and where we make significant amount of money is actually podcasts. Do you know anything about a tool like Qubit for podcasts? And we looked around, didn't find anything. We built it and literally the day we push a button, we had radio station starting using a tool. Said we're startup based in Berlin, 10 people, and we work with the likes of some American clients, Glassbox, which you probably know, APM Studios, Pod People, and a lot of smaller creators as well. And we do one thing and only one thing. It's podcast analytics with a focus on podcast visibility optimization. So SEO for podcast within Apple and Spotify and what is audience analytics? Who is listening to my show? Where are they based? How can I use that data to provide it to advertisers and get better CPM or better sponsorship? That's what we do.
Isn't it so interesting seeing the types of things each and everyone quote unquote falls into? It is so cool. Now, why is in-app SEO even important?
I'll start with explaining a little bit why PVO is important. So as you mentioned, I'm French based in Berlin. If I ask you to look for information about Berlin, Germany today, what would be your first reflex? You're going to bring up Google, maybe eventually Bing. You're going to type Berlin, facts about Berlin and get information that way. It's like consuming content that started with a search. And that's about Google publishing data, 51% of content consumption start with a Google search. No, if I ask you to find an app to learn French or German, what are you going to do? You're going to grab your phone. You're going to go to the App Store or the Play Store, and you're going to type, learn French, learn German. And Apple or Android will show you a bunch of apps. You're going to see a list, and you're going to click on one, download, and start consuming the content. And fast forward, if I ask you to find a podcast that talks about meditation, marketing, learning French, what are you going to do? You're going to grab your phone. You're going to open Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and you're going to type, I don't know, marketing. And then will come a list of podcast, you will like some, you will be interested by some, you're going to start downloading and you're going to start consuming the content. And what this means is that just for like for the web and mobile, being visible within the platform is extremely important. You may have heard about SEO, search engine optimization, maybe about Azure App Store optimization, and what we're going to talk about today is PVO, podcast visibility optimization. And in fact, a lot of surveys, converges and data point, 3 users out of 4 have already used a search bar on Apple Podcasts and Spotify to find a show. And they could have been looking for podcast topic, which is the number one sort of search query they do, podcast name, with or without typo. It's a show they know, but they want to go to it. Same as you would go to Google and you would type Walmart. You know what Walmart is, but you go to Google to search it. Could be the podcast host or the podcast guest. And a lot of data merge into the same way. And what's important to keep in mind is you need to be visible within the platform. I like to say content is king, true, but distribution is king. You need to be visible within the platform. If you're not visible, people are not going to find you. You're not going to get the downloads. You're not going to make the revenue. You'll be able to reinvest into your podcast. And that's really the basis of PVO. What are the sort of goals of PVO? The goals is really to get higher ranking on relevant keywords. What I mean by higher ranking is you may have seen those, it's called technical thing, the CTR curve or click-through rate curve. If you are on the first position, the search result on Google, depending on its web, mobile, branded keyword, non-branded keyword, you're going to get about 25 to 30% of the clicks. If for that same search query on third position, you're going to get 10% of the clicks. If you're at the bottom of that first page on Google, you're going to get about 1% of the clicks. Meaning that optimizing your visibility on those search query or keywords, moving from position 3, 5% of the clicks, to position 1, 25, you're going to do 5 times more traffic or listen or downloads for your show. And that's really what PVO is all about.
Now, I didn't know this, but there are actually 2 different levels of data that these platforms consider when ranking your show against other shows. The first is what Alexis calls metadata, and the second is podcast authority.
The first one is the metadata. Metadata is data that describes data. What I mean there is they're not going to listen to your show and decide, oh, that content is interesting. They talk about X, Y, Z. Therefore, I'm going to rank them on X, Y, Z. No, they're going to look at how do you describe your show? And yeah, there's a lot of things that come into show title, artist name or publisher name, show description, episode title, episode description. All the text that you write there is going to be indexed by the bots, by the search algorithm of the platforms. And they are going to take those and decide to rank you on all the words right in there. But then if 2 shows have the same description, they need to find a way to decide who goes on top of the other. And for that, there's a concept which we call podcast authority. And podcast authority takes into account a few different factors, like numbers of downloads. Your shows are being 100,000 a day or 100 a day? And how many subscribers? How many ratings? What is the average ratings? How many reviews? What is the conversion rate? Do people do binge listening or do they just listen to one whenever it comes? If 2 shows have 1,000 downloads a day, is one really on the way up and one on the way down? And so they take a lot of those elements to assess the authority of the podcast. And based on the metadata or the text you write to describe content and the authority, they will work the magic in the algorithm and rank you on some keywords. And the art and science of PVO is to constantly test and optimize your metadata to start ranking on the right keywords. Decide what are your money keywords, what are the most important keywords, play with it, trick the algorithm, optimize against it, and be number one. And the impact works for shows of pretty much any size and shapes. One of the bigger show we have done recently is from a broadcaster in France. They had 300,000 downloads a week, and they managed to increase that by, on average, 12% over 3 months and really be ranked in the top 3 positions for all the keywords they were targeting. We also worked with way smaller shows that were just starting and managed to double or triple the audience within a matter of a week just by identifying keywords opportunity and going for it.
Pretty cool, right? Is this starting to get your mind thinking about some of the things you're going to have to start doing already to get ranked inside the podcast player apps? Yep, mine sure did. So we're going to help you with that and break down the exact 4 steps you need to implement in order to start seeing results, to start to rank inside Spotify and iTunes. Oh, I cannot wait to get into this juiciness. And let's get straight into it, shall we? Let's get into step number one. Step number one of how it is that you can get visible, get discovered inside Spotify and iTunes. Step number one, which is to understand what actually drives PVO. So what are they?
So show name, artist name, show description. Those are the most important. Keep in mind that Apple and Spotify are coming from a music background. And therefore, show name and artist name are the most important. So maybe for your show name, you can explain what it is. If you call it, it's called XYZ, maybe XYZ, iPhone, the podcast visibility optimization show or the mobile phone show, explain what it is. But the keywords you show is all about wherever you can. In your artist name, if I put Alexis as artist name, great, but no one knows who I am. I put Alexis, founder of Voxalize, the podcast analytics company. Then I start to rank for podcast analytics company and Voxalize. And it's all that, it's the algorithms, leave metadata and text whenever you can. Show description, the same. I like to say the bigger the publisher, the worse the description. You would not imagine how many of household names have description like new episode published every Thursday. What is the show about? So Apple and Spotify will decide you episode released or published every Thursday. Great, but what are you talking about? Are they talking about news, about business news, about sport, about entertainment, about fashion, about, they don't know. Is it talking about fashion? Not being ranked, not having the word fashion in the description, it means you're not going to rank for it. Episode title, season 5, episode 3, what is it about? And the police grabbed the murderer and they went to the court, explained, detailed, and put towards at every single opportunity. That's really what is important.
Okay, so we're only on step one and already my mind is blown. I'm already learning so much that I did not know. Things like the importance of the artist name and how we can use that field in a really smart way to optimize to be found. And it's not just the artist name, but also the show title and the show description. So have you started thinking about updates you're going to make? Think about that as we head into step number two, keyword research, specifically long tail keyword research. And here's why.
Share not the New York Times or any of those very big shows. Start with what we call long tail. What we mean there is to like look at the number of shoes and on the web. So imagine Google search on the web. For the word shoes, there is a not high search word. A lot of people are typing shoes into Google. But it's getting very complicated to be on top of Amazon, Walmart, Zappos, and Macy's and all of those brands for keyword shoes. No, if you go for the long tail keyword, running shoes for men with flat feet, there's probably low search volume. It's starting to get very niche. But there's also lower competition, meaning your show that has a lower authority than the show of Amazon has a chance to rank that. And as you start ranking, you're going to get new listeners, new subscribers, new ratings, new reviews. You're going to start gaining authority. And as you're going to gain authority, you'll be able to move up that curve and again, gain more authority, be able to go up and up and up and up. And that's really the goal of PVO.
Yep. Long tail keyword research is what we learn about regardless of whether it's in-app or search engine SEO. In fact, if you're a Capshovian, long tail keywords are what we recommend you use as your topic when you're processing your episode inside Capshow. Because as we know now, nailing the right long tail keyword is so important for all types of SEO. And now comes this episode's bonus clip, which is Alexis's process for actually doing that keyword research and how that can be done really easily using Voxalize. So if you want to get the deep dive, including specific examples, that then you can get them for free on this episode's website page. You can get there from the description, click on the link, scroll down a bit, and you'll see the link to get it. And when you see how easily you can use Voxalize to do this research, then you want to think about whether your show title and description might need a little updating, which actually leads us straight into step number three, which is to do exactly that. Optimize our show title, author, and show description. Because I would hazard a guess that at a very minimum, you would want to include the long tail keywords you've just found into your show description for sure. Perhaps. Maybe even your title and author fields. Let's talk through some examples.
So it's business news. So it's very broad as a topic. And they were pretty much saying, hey, our show talks about business news. That was the description before. And they said, well, and we're going to go deep into the stock market, finance, bank, European Central Bank, economic crisis, all what does the news of our society, such as GAFA, Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Google. They want, if someone looks for information on Amazon, they want to be number one or at the top and get things. Twitter, Mark Zuckerberg, Jeff Bezos, USA, China, Brexit, interest rate, and they went on and on and on and on and on. Price of electricity, price of gas, Ukraine war, Volodymyr Zelensky, Vladimir Putin, and they went on and on. And guess what? Apple and Spotify said, well, it's a show that has a certain authority that talks about Vladimir Putin. I'm going to rank them for Vladimir Putin. And if someone is looking for information on Vladimir Putin because he dies tomorrow, he decides to walk out of Ukraine or whatever, or there's a coup in Russia, anyone that's going to type Vladimir Putin will actually, if they rank on the top, they will get downloads. Fun fact, one thing Vladimir Putin is, when we kicked it off with them in Brussels back in September, it was the day where former Russian president or USSR president died. And on that day, there were a lot of search queries for Gorbachev because people, Gorbachev is dead. What is history? Can I get a podcast to just inform myself, stay in loop on Gorbachev? And if that show was ranked on that day, number one for Gorbachev, they would have taken about a third of all the search and volume that day. So that's what they do. I'm going to show you another show. Those guys were even more hardcore than France. And they talk about history. You can guess where they started optimizing and then where they stopped doing things. So whatever. And look how deep they went. And look at the length of the description. And they said, so we talk about historical figures such as Colette, Frida Kahlo, Charles Darwin, Albert Einstein, CC, Spartacus, Andy Warhol, and so on, so on, so on. And they went on. And we talk about French Revolution, First World War, Second World War, EU. I mean, they went deep. And you can as well look at the title. The title used to be At the Heart of History. Now they said, Stories to Discover and Learn History. Because they really wanted to be number one on the keyword history. But they did the keyword research. They get the shortlist and they start implementing it and then they extended it.
Did you manage to grab all of that? Okay, so have you noticed that everything we've been speaking about so far seems to be at the show level, optimizing the show title and the show description? What about at the episode level? I wanted to get Alexis's views on how we think about episode titles and description.
Put your keywords into them, put your keywords into the episode title, try to make it as attractive as you can, nothing clickbait necessarily, but there's a lot of good things to learn from those. Make it attractive and put keywords in there. Not season 5, episode 1. Just put the keywords at the beginning and then in your description. Don't put an extract of the transcript. Please, 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 please. Not an extract of the transcript. Put 5-6 sentences. Explain what this show is about. It's all about and insert keywords. And I don't capture those, a lot of those things. Explain, describe the content. Keep in mind that every word you type in there will be crawled by Apple and Spotify, and your show will be indexed on those. We have the funny example of a user, and he was putting a transcript of a show into the episode description. The problem is you get cut after a certain time, and all the description that was there was, hi everyone, I'm glad to be here. Thanks again to sponsor A that does A blah blah. Thanks as well to sponsor B that does na na na. And then that's it. Then it got cut. Don't do that. Spend the time to describe it.
And you know a really easy way to do that? Capture. Just in case you need a reminding. We have proven that we have the best ranking title and descriptions to get your podcast episode discovered. Come on now. But enough about Capture. Because this fourth and last step to PVO is actually one I really appreciate. And I appreciate it because it's not strictly about ranking. If you've done the three steps and you continue to iterate and improve it, you'll start to rank inside the podcast player apps. But once you are ranking, then what? Because ranking doesn't guarantee listens. It doesn't guarantee that someone is going to click on your podcast. But what does? Cover art and reviews. So that is step number 4, which is more about converting through having more reviews on your podcast and having attractive cover art. Let's get into how important reviews actually are.
Apple doesn't share the data, Spotify user, and they will keep that close to the heart. But to get an idea of, if you move from 3 stars, average rating for your show, to 5 to 4 stars, you get 89% more downloads. If you move from 3 to 5 stars, you pretty much download them, double the number of downloads. It's a social proof. If you see 3 shows coming up and 1 has 3 stars and 1 has 5 stars, when you're going to see those 3 shows, the chance that you click on the 1 having 5 stars is higher than you click on the 1 having 3 stars. So don't focus only on metadata. I like it. Star Wars. Fight for those stars. ask people to leave ratings, reviews, organize raffle, contest, date with people leaving you reviews. It doesn't matter. Get those ratings. It is extremely important. Another thing, because remember here, we're talking visibility. That's mostly the metadata that will get you up at the top. But once people see your show, they need to understand and they want to, you want them to click because you have the right title. It sounds interesting. The cover art is good. There's a lot of ratings and good ratings.
Yep, I think we all know by now how much we humans are creatures of social proof. So getting reviews is actually a really important conversion tool. And what about the cover art? What should we be thinking about there?
You know what the show is all about? I don't know who that person is. I'm probably not going to click on it. That, if you don't know that it's somewhere related to HTML5, you're probably not going to click on it. You can't read it today on a computer screen. So imagine on your phone on a go. Not a chance that you're going to understand what it's about. And you see, geek, my, it's very complicated. And cover art is also something you can optimize. Just to give you an idea of the impact that game developer getting millions of downloads a month on that cover art, on that icon. They decided to test 3 variations. White on blue, yellow on blue, that one. That one triggered 7% more click. You know, 100 people were clicking before when they would see the icon. Now they got 107 people clicking on it. Not too bad. 7% increase just by one test. But they did not stop there. They keep moving. So that one, they tested a bit lighter blue looking up, 3% compared to this one. That one didn't work. That one didn't work. So they kept on that one. They did another iteration. Nothing could beat that. But in 2 iterations, moving from this one, they got 7.2 times 3.2, so close to 11% more downloads for the app. Just the cover art. It's something to optimize again. And what we like to say is the way to do a quick test is go to bar, go to Starbucks, show your cover art to someone for half a second, said, what is the show all about? And see what they're going to tell you. Because you want people, when they go to Spotify and Apple, to immediately understand what the show is about. You want people, oh yeah, that sounds interesting. I'm going to download it. And you see a lot of, we talked a lot about the, in the media space, a lot of the famous hosts, like radio stations here, newspaper, personalities, they are fighting for the size in terms of pixel of, hang on, we work for the same TV station. Why is the face of the other host that has another show bigger than my face on my podcast? Yeah. But if you don't know who the person is, that doesn't bring anything. So think about your cover art, not only from a branding point of view, but from a conversion point of view. It's a conversion element. When people have on their mobile phone 3-4 search results, they will decide to start downloading a piece of content. Big part is cover art, the title and the rating. So you need to optimize those 3 parts.
Okay. So yes, I hope you got from that exactly how important your cover art is in converting searches into listeners. So with that, let's recap on the 4 steps to optimizing your podcast for in-app search. Step number 1 is understand what drives PVO, podcast visibility optimization, or what I call in-app search. It is the metadata in your title, the author field, and your show description. Okay, all at the show level right now. Episode title and episode description is important, but those are almost ranked 4th and 5th. So if you do nothing else, just make sure that you've optimized your show title, your author field, and your show description. So that's step number 1. Step number 2 is to do your long tail keyword research, and hint, use Voxelize for this. And step number 3 is focus on optimizing then your show title, author, and show description. Step number 4, which is almost like a bonus step, is to think about your conversion. Because it's one thing to get discovered to be ranked inside the app, but it's another to actually get people to click on it and to start listening. And for that, Alexis's advice is get ratings and reviews to increase your podcast authority and really look at your cover art to convert, make it attractive for people, have them understand exactly what it is that you speak about on your podcast. So a couple of things. Please go and check Voxelize out. You can do that at Voxelize, VOXALYZE.com. We'll also leave a link to that in our podcast website page. And if you wanted that bonus clip on Alexis's process for actually doing long tail keyword research and how that can be done really easily using Voxelize with specific examples, then grab that for free on this episode's website page as well. You can get there from this podcast episode description. So just go to the description, click on the link, scroll down a bit on that page, and you'll see the link to get your bonus clip. Go and do that right now. Right now. Okay. My name is Deidre Shen. Stay awesome.